Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Confused Breakfast Podcast. On this podcast, we do full-blown, scene-by-scene reviews of our favorite movies from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
That's me.
But every once in a while, one of us makes a one of us makes a movie suggestion that is met with violent disdain. A movie that one of us loves so much and the other two hosts cannot stand. This movie suggestion nearly cracks and fractures the foundation of our friendship and this podcast to a point that we may never do an episode again. It's that bad. So we decided that the only way to get past this was to put that particular movie in question on trial. See if its lover can convince its haters that it is actually a good movie. Welcome to our new series called On Trial. This week's movie question, movie in question, we're having a good time.
We're having
fun. Is 2009's Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day.
Well, damn dang it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another nostalgic journey to the past with the Confused Breakfast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy wherever you are in the world. Take it away, boys.
Even if you're in jail.
Yeah. They listen to podcasts in jail, right?
I think they have them. They have TikTok.
Well, typically, our weekly movie review episodes come out on Wednesday, so I know what you're thinking. Why is this coming out on a Monday? Well, because of the continued support of our Patreon members, we were finally able to pull the trigger on adding an additional episode per month. It's always been our dream to do 4 full-blown movie reviews per month, but since we've developed these fun episodes like Mini Bites, Top 5 Episodes I've Never Seen, On Trials, we didn't want to get rid of them, so that's why we added a bonus episode every month. We cannot do this without our Patreon members, so to everyone who is a member and directly monthly subscribes to our Patreon, this is all for you guys. I mean, absolutely appreciate your support.
Virtual hugs.
Indeed.
To anyone wanting to join up and support this podcast, join the cool kids at patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. Weekly bonus audio episodes. We took you behind the scenes of the Burt Kreischer episode. We're talking about the Oscars. We got all kinds of stuff for you waiting, just ready to roll.
You bet.
And you get to vote on upcoming movies as well. Private Discord server. Join them. patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. So, I'm sure our audience can guess already. We've talked about this enough. We've hinted at it for a while.
Yeah,
AJ loves this movie, and whenever he brings it up, Sean and I are absolutely disgusted. Sean, don't spoil it. Leave the meat of your rebuttal for the end, but why don't you like this movie?
I don't like this movie because I saw it in theaters. And let me preface
Lucky dog.
Let me preface that.
Oh. You wait your turn.
Oh, sorry.
Let me preface that and say that, you know, I loved The Predecessor. I loved it when it came out. And, you know, our modern day review might not reflect what our nostalgic was. But still, it was a landmark movie for me cinema-wise. And then I saw the All Saints Day in theaters. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember a single damn frame from this movie since I saw it in theaters. And that's got to be a telltale sign. A telltale sign.
Yep.
That it can't be good. I think the number one sin of a movie is to be boring and unremarkable. You can be bad, but you can also be entertaining. But you can be boring and be completely forgettable. And I don't remember anything from this movie. And I don't know why I need to watch it ever again.
Well, I'm with you, Sean. Boondock Saints in my review was one of the most influential movies on me. Like, that was like where I'm like, oh, movies can do this. This is awesome. And I loved every second of it. Unfortunately, then I learned more about Troy Duffy. And when I learned more about Troy Duffy, I went, I hate this movie. I hate everything Troy Duffy does. And then they had the audacity to wait 10 years. 10 years to go, we'll pick up where we left off. And yeah, I'll leave the rest of it for it. I did not enjoy when I watched this movie one time. And much like you, I said, that's it for me. I no longer want to be a part of this franchise. And Sean, we are not alone. Here are a few bad ratings and reviews.
Oh, I love
IMDb
these.
Is a 6.2. Just to let you know, 6.2 was also Airheads. 6.1 was Airheads. It's It sounds high, but it's not. The original 7.7. That is a significantly good movie on IMDb.
Okay.
This is a 6.2. Critics have this at a 23% on Rotten Tomato. Not great.
Not great, but not horrible.
Well, there is a cult of people that really just love this, and they're it's so great.
Cult of person that just...
Here are three quick negative review quotes for you. Brian Orndorff said, "Idiotic style over some sorely needed substance comes across cringingly rusty, a glorified fan film that only manages to make the popularity of the original picture all more bewildering."
Glorified fan film.
Yeah, that manages to make the popularity of the original film all more bewildering.
Wow.
Frank Sweetek said, "Trash. Grubby and nonsensical with lame dialogue, wretched overacting, and clumsily staged action sequences." E-Film Critic said, "The only good thing to say about this brutal and brutally boring bit of Blarney is that it is so relentlessly unpleasant and unappealing that we may never have to endure the likes of Boondock Saints 3 get boondockier." So, AJ, you have
I feel like you could replace boondoggle with boondocked.
Boondockiest. AJ, you got your work cut out for you, so let's set up how this is going to happen. Since AJ really loves this movie, he's going to act as the defense attorney for Boondock Saints 2 All Saints Day. He's going to present a case on why this movie is actually good and why myself and Sean and perhaps our podcast audience should rethink our hatred for it. He's essentially trying to say that this it deserves a full-blown episode of our time and our research. So after his presentation and closing arguments, AJ will leave the room and myself and Sean will debate and decide the fate of this movie. Here are the verdicts and sentences that we will choose from, Sean. Not guilty means that we were both swayed by AJ's elegant arguments. We admit we were wrong and that this movie, yes, is indeed worth of our time and a full review and a full episode in the future. Mistrial is if one of us is swayed by AJ's arguments and the other's not, and we cannot reconcile. This movie will be put up for a vote by our Patreon members as the jury. Guilty means we were both not swayed by AJ's arguments. We still think this movie's pure trash. We don't want to waste our time on it. The sentencing will be X months before it can be watched again and even considered for the show. Just to put it up to perspective, Biodome was given a one-year sentence that can never be mentioned or talked about again, and then up for review at that point. Death penalty means that it was so bad that we will burn AJ's copy of the DVD so that it can never be talked about ever again on the show. So,
wow,
it's trial time. Sit back, relax, form your own opinions as we put Boondock Saints 2 All Saints Day on trial. AJ, the floor is yours. Shut up, Sean.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I appreciate you being here, taking the time from your schedules. It's an important day. It's a bright day, a March day.
Yeah.
As we move through our topic of discussion and trial, I would like you to keep in mind one word while we debate the fate of this movie, of this film, of this cinema.
Cinema.
That one word is bravery. Bravery, ladies and gentlemen. Bravery is defined.
Merriam-Webster defined.
Please.
Order.
Or,
I'm pushing my microphone away.
Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines bravery as, very simply, courageous behavior or character. Not only does this story exemplify true bravery, but director Troy Duffy showcases a clinic of courageous behavior and character. Even villains can have redemptions, and Troy Duffy is no different. Although, yes, we did find out some very damning facts and truths behind the making of the original. I believe this man can have a redemption. After gaining back the rights to move forward with a sequel after its original project was actually squashed for theater release, reduced to 15-20 theaters even. Well, we all know how that story was covered. And when we covered the original masterpiece, as you have both said yourselves, your words, not mine. The bravery of a cast. And for Troy Duffy to cast another friend as a quirky sidekick. The bravery of award-winning actors to reprise their roles. He certainly had a lot of faith in Troy Duffy. I think we can too. First, I'd like to call my first witness, and that is Mike Schlute. I'd like to call Mike Schlute.
You're calling me to the stand?
I'm calling you to the stand.
All right.
If you won't mind, please just answer the following questions truthfully, honestly. Is it or is it not March right now?
It is March.
It is. And is that the... Shut up, Sean.
Put the microphone.
Shut up, dude.
We're talking about a movie.
And is that not the time, the very month of St. Patrick's Day?
It is, yes.
And you yourself are Irish, is that not?
Correct, yes.
That is correct, okay. And how do you feel about the sport hockey?
I really love hockey.
You love hockey.
I think it's the best in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. We got that on record, right? Okay, great. You celebrate St. Patrick's Day pretty heavily every year, right? Yeah. No matter what day
objection,
it falls on.
Objection.
I'm sorry. This I'm sorry. Leading, I'm in a line leading, of questioning.
Leading questions.
I am a line of questioning.
Leading questions. This is obviously bias.
He's I'm going to allow it.
Line of questioning. And you have admitted before that Boondock Saints, the original, was actually a favorite, if not a major influence on your college formative years. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
That
yes.
is accurate. Yes. It is. I have no more further questions for Mike Schlute.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. You may step down. As you can see, Mike himself is a fan of all of the content included in Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day. I'd like to remind everyone the subject of this time, bravery. Very brave of Mike to step up on those stands, admit those things. We see the bravery of bringing back characters who even died in the first movie. It's a brave creative choice.
Brave. Some may even say stupid.
Some may say stupidly courageous.
We're going to have to get reminded.
Please.
This is AJ's floor. We'll have our time.
We also see the bravery of such great acting credits like Judd Nelson, Peter Fonda, being brought to life by the creative choices of Troy Duffy's directorship. And by the way, giving us an origin story that simply begs for its own Netflix limited series. I'd like to call my next witness, and that is Sean, scene by scene prior. Sean, you like movies, right? Wouldn't you say you're a bit of a cinephile?
That is correct.
And most of your favorite movies seem to have a lot of blood and violence in them. Isn't that correct?
I do think it's cathartic, yes, and I do like that.
All right, I have no more further questions.
I didn't know I got to bring witnesses. I want to do it again.
Well, you'll get your shot. I'd like to, as we lead to our closing here, I'd like to bring to light a few quotes as well, since they were brought against this court. I'd like to bring up a quote from another innocent girl who gave this a 10 out of 10. The Saints are back. The Saints are back. Boondock Saints is my favorite movie. My husband and I went and saw the sequel this afternoon. It was excellent. If you liked the first one, you will like this one too. She also said, I certainly recommend this movie, hoping there will be a third. Me too, another innocent girl.
Boondockier.
Thank goodness. We can only hope. And NCF Mike 18 said, you have to be high to not like this movie. And if you don't like this great film, you should be beaten.
You have to be high to watch it, too. Some could say.
He said you don't have to be.
Sean, please.
Saying All Saints Day is amazing is not giving it enough credit. Finally, do not believe any negative comments, said Tommy Keevy. This was a great film. Someone compared it to Crank and talked about it. How bad it was. No, no, no. If you're a fan of the first, you'll definitely love this one. And so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. In closing, I would like to bring to light a few additional facts, very simply saying that not only this movie had a higher body count than the first, more creative liberties, more cultural representation, it earned more in its opening weekend than the entire box office run of the first film. And by the way, teasing for a Boondock Saints third, lost in prison.
Lost in New York.
And with that, I hope you'll consider Boondock Saints, All Saints Day, to be reviewed on this film. Innocent. Found innocent. As it should be, unlike their victims in the movie. Thank you.
AJ, thank you so much for your time. We're going to ask you to leave the room. Myself and Sean are going to debate the verdict of this case, and we'll call you back in to let you know how it goes.
Thank you.
Yes, please exit the room. Sean, we're gonna make sure he gets out so he doesn't hear anything we have to say.
Correct.
It's very important. If you could just kind of quickly maybe move out of the room, take a drink with you. Thank you, sir. We will call you back in. We're going to adjourn the court for a second here. Now we're going to re-adjourn the court. Close the door! All right, Sean. I don't think AJ truthfully likes this movie.
AJ's a hard one to depict on this. Because even your intro of what we do, what happens in this trial, even your intro, I could see a little bit on his face that I don't know if I should believe him or not.
Correct.
And I think I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I've known him for a while. I've never heard him talk about this movie ever in our friendship.
Is this like a mistake that he made where he like thought that I liked it? So he's like, I'm going to play along with Mike for a second. But then I was like, no, I don't like it. And he's like, well, I do like it. And then he hoped we'd forget about it, but we kept bringing it up.
He's right. You are a big fan of St. Patrick's Day and the first one and the first film. You're a big fan of St. Patrick's Day. You are, in fact, Irish.
Yes.
I could even say that that's racist for him to think that.
Wow. Just because they have red hair?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the pros. We love anyone that makes a movie. Any movie that's made deserves to be watched. That's
yes.
a pro.
Yes.
People really rally around this movie. There is a crazy cult of people that just love this franchise. They love it. It like brings them pure joy. So like you got to give something up to that. There are these really famous good actors that are choosing to support him.
Yeah.
And join up in a second film. I've heard they've greenlit a third one and everybody's like, "We're in."
Is you know,
those are pros.
That is a pro. Those are pros. I think the point of this show, what I like about this show is that the term pure joy. And if you like something and if you're passionate enough about it, he brought up a witness.
Yes.
He brought up a witness earlier that said, me and my boyfriend went and watched this and we loved it.
That's great.
And I love that.
Love that for them.
I love that Encino Man is someone's favorite film.
Biodome I think was that someone's favorite movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that it's insane that All Saints Day is your favorite movie, but I definitely think that it's interesting, and if it brings you joy, I love that.
I just have a problem with the reason I'm so adamant about not giving this movie any more time than we're giving it now is because when we do an episode on a movie, it forces people to go out and watch it. And I don't want our fans to waste any time on this.
Yeah.
This movie's fucking terrible. And that's a lot coming from me because I fucking love the first one. I love what it did. I loved how unique it was. This was just the same movie 10 years later. He didn't choose to do anything differently. He took the same gimmicks and weird, stupid shit that he did in the first one, which was cool and unique, and now it's just like, oh, we saw that already. And decided to make it 30 minutes fucking longer.
And you know what? I think one thing I do remember about watching All Saints Day is that the old guy, their dad, El Duce,
yep,
which is also Spanish for the Duce, that is mostly like his backstory. It's mostly like where he came from. It's also like mostly kind of focused on him and the brothers, O'Connelly or what's their...
McManus brothers.
McManus brothers. They're mostly just kind of fodder. They're mostly just kind of to get you into the story. And it's like, maybe a more interesting story to tell would have been the character of El Duce played by Billy Connolly.
Yes.
Great actor, great comedian. Maybe a better story to be told would have been his origin story.
Yes.
Keep the brothers out of it.
But no, he's like, I gotta have Norman Reedus. He's my favorite. He's been popular on Walking Dead now. I gotta have him. And dude, I don't know. I did rewatch it and like it literally has, this is 2009. We cringe in the 80s when there's like the F bombs, you know,
right,
the FA word and a lot of gay. There's so much gay talk and retarded talk in this that it's 2009.
Yeah.
Like he was going, Troy Duffy is just I don't care what you say, he's a fucking piece of shit. There's a reason he's only done two movies in fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
It's because he sucks as a person. And I don't want anyone to watch this movie. I don't want to force anyone into watching this movie because it's that bad. I'll never get that 2.5 hours back that I spent today. I promised I would never watch it again. And I did yesterday just for this episode to make sure I was right. Maybe I was holding some... 13 years ago, maybe I was harboring some bad feelings, you know.
But it is an irredeemable kind of thing with those words used
on purpose,
and like to be a joke
in a culture that we're getting towards. He was just like, "This is funny."
To be a joke and to crutch those characters on being like that. And I think I said even in our review of the first one, where it's like, "This is the character's world. This is what they live in," and we do not agree with it. But it is their world. It's like a Tarantino film. Like he says the N-word a lot.
Yes.
You know, I love his movies, but and that's hard to handle. But those are the characters. And that's what makes them kind of anti-heroes or villains, right, if whatever they're portrayed as. These are supposed to be the heroes. These are supposed to be religious heroes in this movie. And they use that kind of language a lot. And that kind of rhetoric. And it just doesn't need to be there. My holdup is that it gives people joy, and I don't think that those parts give people joy.
No.
I don't think that's what people are clinging on to at all. But that's my only holdup is that it's giving people joy, and I think that maybe the biggest argument he's going to have to sell me on is why give this guy a second chance. And I'm all about second chances. I'm all about the underdog, you know. He did bring up a good point where, you know, he had everything handed to him, Troy Duffy, in the first one. Had everything, and then taken away.
Yep.
And then he took it upon himself to get the original cast back and to make this movie
but
and get it in theaters.
He made it. That was his second chance, and it wasn't good. He's not a good filmmaker.
Yeah.
He had his second chance. It did better than the first one. Yeah, it finally hit theaters, and it just wasn't a good movie. I'm calling it a guilty. I'm calling it guilty. I don't want to review this for X amount of time. I won't give it the death penalty. I don't know if any movie's ever going to get that, but I want to call it guilty. Do you want to call it guilty, or do you want to wait and see if he's got something to tell you?
I want to hear one more. I want him to give me his last little punch.
Okay.
I want him to give me his victim statement.
Okay. Let's bring AJ in, please. Bring him in the room. Bringing in the biggest stage. AJ.
AJ.
AJ!
He may be far gone.
He may have left. He may have said that was it for me.
There he is.
Come on in.
I think that door might be locked.
Is our studio door locked? Well, it's the first time we've ever done this, okay? All right, AJ, have a seat. What we brought you back in before we sent you this movie. Sean has a question.
Well, there is a sentence. Okay, got it.
There will be a sentence, but Sean has a question for you.
All right. Proceed.
One. How dare you? That's a joke. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I get it.
I will start by saying this, and I said this to Mike. I've known you for a long time.
Okay.
We've gone through a lot together. We've gone on tour together. Mm-hmm. We've known each other in and out. I would even go so far as to say I've seen your ass.
Yeah,
you've probably seen mine. Accurate. Know a lot about each other. AJ, I've never once heard you talk about this movie. One in a glowing light. Two, ever in our 10 plus years relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is. Now, granted, we've really never talked about the first one together, but we have an entire podcast to do that for.
Yep.
This is the point I'm trying to make.
Okay. Right.
You brought up a point where this is my question. This is my I don't know where I stand on this yet kind of question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about second chances and giving Troy Duffy a second chance to redeem himself. Do I think that he deserves it? Maybe not.
Mm.
But do I think that giving everything to Troy Duffy and then taking it away, the kind of Phoenix rising out of the ashes story that he's trying to portray, taking his property, his movie, his property, and putting it to theaters, banking on it and actually getting some more than he did from the first one.
Yeah.
But I also don't like the fact that it's banking on actual nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
And that's where he was headed for this.
Oh. So what's your question?
I don't think.
Or do you not even need to ask a question anymore?
I think I talked myself into it.
Then hang on to that. I'd like to tell you, AJ, number one, this movie, no one cares about this movie. And I'll explain to you why. Exhibit number one, if you go to Amazon Prime and you type it in,
yeah,
it's misspelled on Amazon Prime. Like, and no one cares. It says Boondock Saints 2, and it's capital I, lowercase I. And that's just there. And someone's pointed out and they go,
maybe it's 1.5. I don't know. Like,
I also feel that it's literally the exact same movie, just 10 years later, 30 minutes longer. For as many amazing actors as they have in this movie, the best acting came from throwaway characters.
Mm.
The flowers guy, the janitor, and fucking Ricky from Trailer Park Boys were the three best actors in this movie. Surrounded by fucking people that have been in this forever. Norman Reedus, I don't think Norman Reedus could act at all if he tried. I'm still yet to see Norman Reedus act like anyone other than himself in a movie. So anyway, the problem I have with this movie,
go ahead.
Before I sentence it, is that this is too, I told Sean, we make fun of movies for like in the 80s using like the FA word, you know, to describe a gay person or using gay and retarded. And we're like, but it was the 80s. Like, hopefully they've learned. This was 2009, and the dude had more, like, I'm not fucking gay references in this movie than I could even count from an 80s movie. He also, the part where I was like, this is done for me, is the Rocco dream. This is 2009. In the dream, Rocco says, I'm so sick of this self-help 12-step leftover hippie generation bullshit. Now they don't want you to do anything, right? Just sit there. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't drive fast. Kiss my ass. Fuck it. Do it all, I say. Do you think Duke Wayne spent all his time talking about his feelings with a fucking therapist? There's no fucking way he did. John Wayne died with 5 pounds of undigested red meat in his ass. Now that's a man. Real men hide their feelings. Why? Because it's none of your fucking business. Men don't cry. Men don't pout. Men jack you in the fucking jaw and say, thanks for coming out. That is the most fucking stupid bullshit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life. I cannot believe we're doing this.
BetterHelp, you can BetterHelp.com. You can get our link.
Troy Duffy wrote this. Probably wrote this sequel in 2000 when that was okay to think that way, and then just decided
I'm not gonna change it.
There, you know, I'm gonna change the world. We're gonna remind people that men are men. Fuck you, Troy Duffy. This is guilty. I never want to talk about this movie again. I'll pick a month. I'll pick months once Sean figures it out.
Can I would say one thing really fast. Okay. I'm not saying that you have to undo your sentence, but I will say at least understand this. The most important thing,
and just so you know, this is it from me.
Okay,
you have to bear it all right here.
So I'm just going to say these trials are not to convince anyone that this is in fact a good movie.
Correct.
It is in fact to put it as a full episode to dissect the way that we do it, as you have already shown, and as much of my opening statements stated. How ridiculous and easy to cut up this movie would be, I think would make for a wonderful episode on this show. And that right there is why I bring it to the table.
I think you're arguing for it for all the wrong reasons. I think that you're right. It would be fun to cut up, but that's not the point of this podcast.
No, come on.
That's not the point. We build things up.
Come on.
Even Cocktail we suggest to people, okay? And that's probably the most horrid movie we've ever covered on this show, arguably. I don't believe your love for this movie. And I love you. And I want to love the things that you love, but I don't believe it. I don't see it. I think this movie is guilty as well.
AJ, to rebut what you just said there, yes, I do think this would make for a funny episode. However, what we do here is we put movies into people's plates and say, hey, all of our listeners, go watch this movie because we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to watch this movie. I don't want Troy Duffy to make any more money off of this movie.
Especially what I don't want is a 2-hour fucking long Netflix Boondock Saints 3.
Origin story? Hello.
Good God. Heavens to Betsy that there is a 2-hour long movie, a third one, or a 10-part Netflix series.
What if it wasn't Troy Duffy and it was the Duffer Brothers? What about then?
What if the Fast and the Furious and Boondock Saints worlds crossed?
Right?
Because family. Right? What if?
Look, family?
Okay.
Family and family.
They make fun of gay people in this movie, what, like 90 times?
90 times.
Their brothership is the most gayest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
They
I just want them to make
their asses
out.
On this.
I just want them to make out and fucking call it good.
If that's Boondock Saints 3, I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just to watch people in the theater go, that's not my McManus brothers. No.
Do you mean
scrubbing their Veritas and Aquitas tattoos off? No. Anyway, so here we're both calling it guilty, which means that this movie needs to be sentenced to X amount of years, not being able to be talked about on this show. But at some point, I'm not calling it a death penalty. I'll never do that.
No, no, no.
So my proposal, Sean, is that this movie cannot be up for debating again until Boondock Saints 3 actually comes out. So this is on you, Troy. Troy, you fucking listen to this? If Boondock Saints 3 comes out, then we will review Boondock Saints 2. So there's not even a month sentence on this. I'm just saying that it's an indefinite sentence.
I don't like those terms only because it is indefinite.
Put your money where your mouth is, Troy.
Put something where his mouth is.
He's not a part of this trial.
I liked it. Okay, so I'm sorry, I also take that back. I also never thought that while we were approaching this, and it never entered my brain that somehow he might listen to this episode.
I actually was on YouTube. He was a guest on a YouTube podcast like 6 months ago. I was like, oh no. He seems like the type that searches his name to see what people are talking
about.
He's
probably got it on a calendar weekly.
And so anyway, Troy,
we'd love to have you on the show.
Go ahead.
I think what we gave Biodome.
Biodome had a year. Biodome comes out of jail August 28th this year.
I'm honestly excited for it to get out, to be honest.
Maybe that's what we need. We just need to throw it away for a little bit to appreciate it when it comes back.
Yeah. I'm going to give this 6 months.
Okay. Then, fine.
Do we want to meet in the middle?
Let's meet in the middle. Well, I don't know what mine was, probably never. So let's call it 9 months.
Okay.
Let's call it a nine-month sentence. And I want to reiterate, if you like this movie, like Sean said, this is that's fucking awesome. Movies are awesome. Movies are great. Dude, and how many crew and actors he had in this movie spent so much time on this. And that's awesome. And so go watch it if you want to. I don't care. But we will not talk about it at least for 9 months, and then we'll decide if this movie will get talked about on a full-blown episode.
Correct.
9 months. I can't wait to think about how many babies are being created today.
Oh my god. That will
be able to appreciate it in 9 months.
I'm gonna go home and get my fiance pregnant tonight.
That's how
we know.
Stamped approval, it's already done, so I said it.
All right. Well, thanks, AJ. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for all the support on Patreon, which is what makes these episodes possible. If you want to learn more, go to patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. Tune in for a new episode coming up this Wednesday. I believe it's Fifth Element.
Right.
And don't forget to check us out on all the social medias. Buy some shirts. Share this podcast to a friend. It means so much.
We love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you for all your goddamn support and your messages on Instagram and Facebook and everything. It means the absolute world. We love you so much.
Absolutely.
So, bye.
Goodbye.
Court adjourned.
I did put that in the last one, didn't I?
I think I put it in the last one.
Got out,
bam, bam.
Hey guys, I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmetson.
And we are the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologists Are In. Each week, we go episode by episode talking about our favorite moments from psych, sharing behind-the-scenes stories, incredible memories, and even have drop-ins from our best friends and fellow cast and crew. If this sounds up your alley, listen to The Psychologists Are In on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.